Before I ever thought of him, Jesus was thinking of me. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for my sins. And because of that, I can boldly say today that I am loved, I am valuable, I am chosen, and I am chosen for greatness. On today's episode, we are going to be looking into Easter and what it means to us individually. You don't want to miss this. Hi everyone, welcome to another amazing episode of the podcast Navigating Life with God. This week we are going into a total of 29 episodes, you guys, from the very beginning. Only one more episode to episode 30, and I am so excited. I am grateful to God for his mercy, his goodness, this amazing opportunity to come back every week and share a topic with you guys and really just get into the word. You know, there are so many things that are progressing, you guys. Social media, you know, just the world develops at a quick pace. There are so many things that we are doing in our lives. Every day is a day to, you know, go harder at it, to work harder, to persevere more, you know, to do the next thing. And in all these things, it's so easy for us to slip into this mentality of it's just a routine, this is what we do. So I am always very honored to come back every Thursday. Okay, not every, because I don't record on Thursday, so because I record sometimes prior to Thursday, but it's always amazing to come back with a new topic every week and just remind myself how amazing God is and remind you guys. And I just hope that you are equally blessed by every other topic that has been shared, as I always am. And I am just so grateful, you guys. Thank you so much for everyone who listens in. There are some times when I'm having like a hectic week and someone just says, oh, keep it up with the podcast, the podcast is really beautiful. And it's those things, you guys, that just blow my mind, because I am so honored. You know, I can't even put it in words, that feeling, but I am so humbled. And I would just ask you guys to keep on being interactive, like share how this podcast has helped you grow, you know. Send me a message. I want to get interactive with you guys and just, you know, talk about life and your experiences in general. You just never know, we might be the next BFFs. I'm just saying. Okay, thank you so much for listening in today. We have an amazing episode, but before we get into it, you know the routine. I want to know, how are you? How are you doing? How's your week been? How's your day been? How's life treating you? How's your relationship with God? Is it getting stronger? Has it weakened? And how's your heart? I always emphasize, and I will keep emphasizing, not because it's a thing, but because it's really important that we should be intentional about our hearts. It's so important for us to always remember that while everyone else will judge us from our actions, God looks at us from the heart. And if you have a stable relationship with everyone else, but your relationship with God is not in check, it is of greater disadvantage to you, because you wind up losing a whole lot more, you know. So I would rather you have a shaky relationship with everyone else, but your relationship with God is stable. When your relationship with God is stable, you find that everything else in your life begins to flow. And so be intentional about really sitting with yourself. If every other time I have mentioned this, you have been hesitant, or you have really not taken time to do it. This should be the week when you are prompted to sit and really check. It doesn't matter whether everything is going okay. I don't care if you've been going to church every Sunday, but I want you just to take personal time for yourself, you know, and just interact with the Holy Spirit. Allow Him to move through your heart. You know, just ask Him to remove anything in your heart that may be of a hindrance to your relationship with God. Anything in your heart that may be blocking you from hearing or receiving everything that you are called to. And you will really see a shift in the way you operate. And yeah, so let us get into today's topic. You and many other people obviously know that we are coming from the Easter weekend. And I mean, Easter for Christians all over the world is something so important, something so meaningful to us, because we remember the death of Jesus Christ. And this is such a memorable time for many of us because we remember what it took, you know. And so this Easter for me meant so much, and I really just want to share it, you know. And I also want to say this: I am going to be sharing my Easter experience. I would so love it, you guys, so love it if you guys would also share your Easter experience. What did you learn? How were you touched? What Easter experience did you have this year? Like, please, you guys, pretty please, share your Easter experience with me. Reach out. My Instagram and my Facebook accounts available. My Instagram is Kasumba Mpala. My Facebook account is Pala Kasumba. You can look me up, send me a friend request. Let's get engaging. But yeah, let me share my experience for today. So I will start by mentioning that for someone who from way back when struggled with my own identity, I always felt needed. I've always felt needed, like, in people's lives. And being needed it's like a job, if I'm being honest. If you know you're needed, then you know you have to work to be needed more, you know. So one thing that I can always identify with is I always have felt the need to do certain things, you know. It was always a continuous process of I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this for someone, you know. I need to go the extra mile. Like, if I reached 9 at the point, like stage 5 today, tomorrow I need to be getting to stage 7. It was always this continuous process of how next can I please this person. So being needed is really like a job. And someone is like, so how does this relate to Easter? It does for me. Wait, chill, relax. We're getting there. So from way back when, I can relate with that. And it's so important for me to also just bring out that aspect. Because when I began to walk out life with God, I experienced something so different. God is such an amazing Father, and in so many ways, in every way actually. One thing that for me, Easter, especially just this year, it just really hit me how wanted I am. And let me tell you, the difference between wanted and being needed is, while you have to work for you to be needed, you don't need to do anything to be wanted. Now, This obviously brings me to the story of Jesus and how Jesus is arrested and guys persecuted. I was reading the story from John, and the time when Jesus is brought before Pilate, when he's taken before the high priest, don't mind the background voices as usual. When Jesus is brought before the priest, he's asked all these questions, and on answering one, he was hit right in the face. And you know, it's so funny, like, Jesus had every power to mess these people up. You know, let me even bring it back to the time when he's arrested, and Peter was like really defensive for Jesus. And you know, he cuts off the soldier's ear, and Jesus opts to put it back. The grace, you guys. I can't get over how amazing Jesus Christ is and was, even through this period of just being graceful, you know, being bold in his identity, but still with so much grace. He had such an amazing character, and man, we are called to be just like him, and it's so like, wow, God. All through all this, I'm just thinking that Jesus was thinking of me. Jesus was thinking of me, like me. You know, sometimes I really do genuinely ask myself the question, does anyone think of me? Like, does anyone really care? To what extent? You know, but then can you really, I can't even put an extent to how much Jesus cares for me, because he went at it so much. And you know, he's brought before Pilate, and Pilate, you know, tried to delay the procedure and change the minds of the Pharisees. But even when they put a total criminal Barnabas, and asked them to say, between Jesus and Barnabas, who do you choose? And the people still chose Jesus to be crucified. And it's like, wow. And I want to be upset with the Pharisees. I am upset with the Pharisees, okay? But sometimes it just comes back to, how many times do I, you know, I act in that way? How many times have I picked everything else before Jesus? Have I done everything else before Jesus? And he still wants me, you know? And I'm highlighting that, and he still wants me. Even as a human being, we know that there is only so much you can take from other people. If it gets to a certain point, it's like, nah, bruh, check yourself. You got to check yourself. But Jesus died knowing that I will one day, you know, say, well, today I just want to go have fun. You know, today I don't want to read the Bible today. Like, I'm stressed, I'm tired. Like, Jesus Christ died for me knowing the kind of life that I was going to live, that I'll have my ups and downs, and I'll say, oh, not today. But he still genuinely went to the cross, you know? He still genuinely went to the cross. He was mocked, laughed at, tormented, beaten, bruised in the worst way possible. In the worst way possible. If you have watched the movie, which is obviously nothing compared to what really happened, but it just gives you a picture. And ish, my heart breaks into 1,000 pieces every time I watch that movie, because it's the extent at which these people went, like,
what, how ignorant were they? But anyway, it was all for a purpose, you know. But you know, Easter really for me has brought back the reminder of I am wanted. I am wanted, that someone went to the this extent for me, you know. And the journey even just to the cross wasn't something easy. The cross, when it got too heavy and he was still, you know, being mocked and laughed at, you know, him being nailed, you guys, being nailed to the cross, God, and it's like, wow. And even then he was still thinking about me. Like, I'm blown away even just thinking about it, because it shows me how worth it, how valuable I am. Many times we have allowed people, things to define us. If you do not have that bag, you're not worth much. If you are not found with this kind of people, you're not worth much. If you are not doing this kind of job, you're not worth much. During the past week, I came across a post which says decisions make men, and I thought to myself, it's not true, because if decisions make us men, people, if decisions make people in general, then it's only the Jesus would have only died for the people who were going to turn out, you know, are going to live the perfect kind of life and do all the correct things. But he died for us knowing we'll have our slip-ups. He died for us knowing we will fall. He died for us knowing that many times we will choose certain things before him, but it comes back to that perfect love for us that he has. And you know, Jesus didn't even so much as die to say, oh, he died. He surrendered his spirit, you know? And he's buried. And this woman, Mary, she goes to the tomb on a Sunday morning. And she's going to clean the body of her Lord and Savior. What an eager woman. I feel like we should all have this spirit, you know. We should definitely all have this spirit. Because how many times do we give excuses for Sunday, guys? That should be a topic on its own. And then, you know, she finds the body of Jesus is not there. And she runs to the disciples and tells them. I'm just thinking, if it was in these times, and this person from these times, it would have been like on every WhatsApp, on every Instagram story, on every Facebook timeline, the body of Jesus ain't there. And sometimes the world is just so insensitive, especially on social media. But yeah, and it's all these things, right? And yeah, so she runs to tell Peter, and the disciples come back, and the body of Jesus isn't there. And so they leave the place, and an angel, you know, and Mary looks back to the tomb, and she finds the angels. And when she goes back outside, she sees Jesus. And the joy. But you know, just to go back to the fact that for those that all that he was still thinking of us, me, it's just so amazing. Because I will tell you that there is really no greater love. One of my favorite songs, especially now, is Jire by Chandler Moore and Naomi Rain and Elevation Worship. And you know, it says, I'm already loved, I'm already chosen, I know who I am, I know what you've spoken. You know, I'm already loved. You know, there is no greater love, you know. And I'm pretty sure there's a line in the song that speaks to, you know, I will never be more loved than I am right now. You know, not your fiancé, not your boyfriend, not anyone. The people in our lives can show us the love of Christ, but the love of Christ will always be greater. It will always fight harder. Go to the ends of the world. Jesus went to the cross for you and I. That is how amazing his love for us is, you guys. And when it was all said and done, when he began to appear to his disciples and he was ready to go, Jesus finds them catching the fish, and they were not catching anything. And he tells them to throw the net back in the water. And wow, they caught more. You know, they caught a whole lot more than they even thought they would. And it's at this point Jesus tells them to spread the word of forgiveness. He tells them to spread the word of forgiveness, you know, and spread it to the whole world. I know that many times we have our own personal things and we have our own deeds to do, but there are many people out there, and this always saddens me, there are many people out there who live life in bondage, who live life not really knowing the understanding of Christ. You know, sometimes people will be like, why do you guys raise your hands when you're singing? Why do you guys do all these things? You seem so extra. And all that, you know, comes from a place of ignorance, like not knowing really what it means for us to do all these things. And so for me, it brings me back to I have a job to do. You know, we have to be deliberate about spreading that word of forgiveness to everyone, you guys. You and I have had the privilege and have the privilege that we experience this love of Jesus, not just then on the cross, but every day. And I think that even makes it a billion times more amazing that Jesus could have said, well, I died on the cross, by now, children. But every day is a day to experience his love and his goodness and his mercy. And we can't stop there. We have to go at it every day and spread his word and help people, you know the word and just spread the word of forgiveness. Remind people that they are loved. There are so many people in sin, and many times it's easy for us to say, turn away and say, well, that's them. Don't. Jesus didn't give up on you, and he's using you, so don't give up on them. we have this job and this responsibility to really spread the word of God. You know, your life, how do you live your life? You know, many times you don't really necessarily have to have a podcast or a YouTube channel. You know, you have, these days, almost everyone is on social media. You know, you walk to work, you know, you have workmates, you have classmates, you have all these people. There is a world full of people waiting for you to speak to them. And sometimes it's like, I'm shy, I'm scared. You know, if that was the excuse that Jesus gave, you know, not funny, but something amazing is that even before Jesus was arrested, he was in the garden praying that if this cup would pass him by, you know, but he footed it bravely and still went, knowing everything. And so you and I have to be deliberate every day in knowing Jesus loves me regardless of what I have done, of the wrongs that I have done. And it's time for us to get up from that place and begin to foot this journey out bravely and spread the word of God. The first episode of this season 2 was titled No Matter What. And this is still 2021, and we are going no matter what. We are going strong at it every day. We are keeping the courage. We will, you know, have slip-ups, but we know that there is so much for us to do. You know, there is so much for us to do. We have to spread the word of God. Every person should experience, you know, the goodness of God. Every person should know that they are loved, that their sins are forgiven, that there is a God out there fighting for them, you know, rooting for them. I know that I feel loved every day. It saddens me that there is someone out there that doesn't feel loved. But I think what saddens me more is that there is someone out there who doesn't feel loved because I have not, you know, taken up the responsibility to tell them about it. And so that should be your motivation every day, that you are loved and you are chosen. And there is nothing that can separate you from this love. And in the same way, you should go hard at it and spread this love to every person around you. So right now, you know, after listening to this, just look through your contacts. You know, look through your life. Who can you speak to? Who can you minister the words to? You know, who can you share the word of God with? You know, who can you pray for? We should be eager to do this because everyone, you know, needs to get navigating life with God. I hope I have said something that has blessed you and helped you and strengthened you. And I hope that you guys share what, you know, Easter this year meant to you. You might not have sat with the Easter message this year, but it's never too late. You can still, you know, sit back and look what really, how does, you know, Jesus dying for you on the cross just touch you, you know? And so, yeah, share your message. Make sure to reach out and let's get communicating. I really, really want to get chatting with you guys. Thank you so much. I hope you are excited for episode 30. I know I am. Yes, you guys, and to more amazing topics. Until another amazing episode next week, it's bye-bye for now.